Today, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey tours the state's coast where Hurricane Sally left widespread destruction earlier this week. The state is also home to one of the most closely watched Senate races in the country, and that's where we turn for this week's Here and Now Senate Tracker. The incumbent, Democratic Senator Doug Jones, is facing a challenge from Republican former college football coach Tommy Tuberville. Andrew Yeager is a reporter with WBHM in Birmingham and joins us now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, and of course, in Alabama, people are still dealing right now with Sally, and I wonder whether that storm and the issue of climate change has come up in this race at all.
Climate change, not so much. It's a topic that Senator Doug Jones will talk about, and he has said that he believes climate change is real, that it's an issue that threatens our children and our grandchildren, and the U.S. should rejoin the accords in Paris around this issue. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say it's something that he's particularly forthright about, not a big issue. You know, Tommy Tuberville, he has expressed skepticism about the scientific consensus around climate change, saying that climate is something that God controls. And so you have a distinct difference between the two, but it's not something that's really driving the campaign mm-hmm. in any meaningful way.
All right, well, let's talk about the candidates. Republican Tommy Tuberville, of course, beat out Jeff Sessions in the primary there, the former attorney general. This is a recent ad from Tuberville.
The way I was raised, before a football game, you stood to honor America. And after the game, you knelt to honor God. But today, those values are under attack. Socialism, abortion on demand, open borders, it's got to end. So I'm getting off the sidelines and into the fight.
Andrew, tell us more about Tuberville and what he's running on here.
Well, Tuberville is a former football coach at Auburn University here in Alabama. So he has a wide name recognition in the state, even though he hasn't coached in here for a while. And like you heard in the ad, he's mostly running on his conservative views, particularly on social issues, cultural issues, and, you know, he says he will back the president. He's tied himself very closely to Donald Trump, and that really, in a nutshell, is what his campaign is about.
And what about Senator Doug Jones? We remember that he, you know, just barely won that election a couple of years ago. He released this ad in June about the death of George Floyd at the hands of police. Listen.
As we witnessed his death together, the world changed. Across Alabama, folks are struggling with this, seeing injustice and inequality and wanting to see that end. We cannot let this moment pass. The road to racial justice has taken far too long, but it's a journey we must make, and we must make it together.
Tell us about how Doug Jones is campaigning in this race. Obviously, in deep red Alabama, he has to kind of be careful about how he talks about President Trump.
Certainly. And he's mostly talked about economic issues, what he likes to call kitchen table issues. So he's spoken about the need for more economic stimulus because of the coronavirus and the economic turmoil we're in. He's really trying to position himself as someone who can help Alabamians on a day-to-day basis with pocketbook issues. And where you have Tommy Tuberville saying, I'll have President Trump back. Doug Jones' campaign saying, I'll have your back.
Mm-hmm. What are the polls saying about the race?
We don't really have a lot of polling in Alabama, at least public polling. There was one poll that was released last month that showed Tommy Tuberville with a 17-point lead. Jones campaign was very quick to push back and say that's not what their numbers show. Their numbers show a much tighter race. But sort of the conventional wisdom is that Tommy Tuberville, in a deeply conservative state, has the edge. But if there's anyone that can overcome that, it's probably Doug Jones.
Is there a lot of outside money pouring in to try and help Doug Jones or Tommy Tuberville, for that matter?
We've seen some outside money come in, not nearly as much as we saw in that special election in 2017. But these campaigns are still, you know, they have a lot of money on their own. In the last report, Doug Jones had about $8 million on hand. Tuberville had $500,000, and we'll get the latest fundraising report here in a couple of weeks to see what things look like just around the corner from Election Day.
What's Jeff Sessions up to now?
He has pretty much disappeared, at least publicly. He did endorse Tuberville, but we've not really heard from him since his loss in the primary.
That is Andrew Yeager, a reporter at WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Andrew, thank you.
Good to be with you.